You and I are not crazy. Prices are going up despite what today's Consumer Price Index says. From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. At first glance, there was no inflation last month. The news this morning is that the Consumer Price Index is flat, but you already knew that gasoline and heating oil prices are down, and what that masks is rising prices in other areas. Adolfo Laurenti is Chief International Economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So if you set aside energy in the CPI report, I see here that food prices edged up, health care up, airplane tickets are up, paradoxically given the low fuel prices. Price of keeping a roof over your head up. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a different exercise in the composition of the index. You are absolutely right. We are very excited by declining energy prices. But then we look at the food, medical services, the shelters, and they are growing at 3%. So the index is just masking some very opposite realities in terms of prices.
I know that economists like to think about not inflation right now, but expectations of prices rising. Do you think numbers like this suggest that consumers are going to get used to the prices going back up?
Expectation is really the major factor for future inflation. And right now, we may be hoping lower energy prices, but I'm pretty sure that all of us and the Federal Reserve are keeping a very close watch on what people will expect about all these other categories. Because if we lose confidence that prices will stay stable, we may run in some trouble later on.
Adolfo Laurenti at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A new Senate report warns taxpayers and consumers could end up holding the bag when banks own big stashes of commodities like oil and metals. The practice of big Wall Street firms like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan acting as major players in the buying, selling, and holding of physical commodities has been in the spotlight over the past year, although the banks say their role is benign. The Senate report also highlights the possibility of risk to the overall financial system. Nancy Bush is a bank analyst with NAB Research.
Do these companies have reserves for loss? There was at one time in J.P. Morgan Chase thought to be as much as $1 billion loss just basically in one commodity. Okay, do they have the reserve set up in case markets should go against them very rapidly? I also think that there is a big issue around the transparency, what exactly these companies do in these areas.
Some elected officials want Wall Street to stick to the financial side of their businesses and keep out of commodities. Arizona is suing General Motors for $3 billion for concealing the faulty ignition switches that are now being recalled. The state's attorney general asserts the so-called new GM that emerged from bankruptcy is still liable for this, and that part of the problem is that consumers paid more than they should have for what were secretly defective cars. Arizona is the first state to sue. GM says it has yet to read the complaint. When we say pirates and Africa, thoughts turn to the east coast of that continent, including Somalia. The Tom Hanks movie from last year will have reinforced that. But we were talking to our BBC colleagues, and their correspondents are pointing out that there are more attacks on shipping off West Africa, especially the coast of Nigeria. The attacks are especially brutal and often target oil tankers. The BBC's Africa editor, Mary Harper, went to the region to find out more.
Around 2 a.m., I heard a bang on my door. Boom, 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 boom. Pirate attack, pirate attack.
Rotimi George is a navigation officer. In August this year, he was attacked by pirates off the coast of Nigeria.
I was scared. They went on deck and looted our boat. They beat some of the crew. They took the captain and the chief officer.
Last year, more than 300 seafarers were taken hostage in the Gulf of Guinea. The pirates sought through the crew, abducting those with nationalities they believe will fetch high ransoms. In a sense, they're the lucky ones, as the pirates have an interest in keeping them alive. Even worse than the kidnappings is when the pirates steal the cargo. Nigeria's fishing industry is being destroyed by piracy. I went to visit one of the few people left in the business, Margaret Onyema Orakwusi, who owns a fleet of trawlers.
The attacks are brutal, they are deadly, and when they take the vessels, they plant explosives. Then they called the base for ransom. In the process of trying to negotiate with them, and you hear gunshots, and they will tell you, we have just killed two of your crew.
But who are the pirates? I managed to convince one of them to speak to me, but as he's a wanted man, he'd only talk by phone from his hiding place in the creeks of the oil-rich Niger Delta. He explained why pirates are so brutal towards the seafarers, especially those who work for oil companies.
Because they eat the government money and we, nothing. Nothing.
We are all paying the price for the increase in pirate attacks. The cost of our food, our fuel, anything that comes in and out of West Africa. But those who suffer the most are the seafarers.
Save my woman when I sail.
Some are so traumatized they don't go back to sea. Others, like Rotimi, refuse to give in to the pirates.
I will always have this flashback, but hey, I'm a Christian, I pray to God and I'll be fine. I'll sail on. I'll sail on as far as I can go.
The BBC's Mary Harper reporting from Africa's west coast there. A new report today from the McKinsey Global Institute calculates the epidemic of obesity costs the world $2 trillion a year. Healthcare costs, lost productivity, money to try to help people not get as fat. McKinsey has a ranking of economic burdens generated by mankind. Armed conflict and smoking are tied for the two top spots, but obesity is very close behind. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.